Thinking on D'Anthony Thomas looked yesterday.
He looked good. You always worry about a guy who hasn't caught a punt in 4 weeks. You know, how is he going to react? And that was something that we were looking for. We shot him a lot of footballs and kicked him a lot of balls and caught them all, you know. And then in our practice, during the practice, you know, with guys coming down the field, did a good job there too. So it looks pretty good.
How ready do you think he is ready to assume his full-time role as the punter?
I mean, as long as he keeps progressing like he's doing, I mean, you know, I feel good about it.
Is there a difference between catching him in a game and catching him?
A little bit. I mean, but, you know, I was worried about him being rusty, you know, as far as ball reads and stuff like that. But, you know, he's such a good natural catcher that it's normal for him. So.
Coach, you've been around special teams, obviously, for a while. When you have a punter like Dustin Colquitt and you look at the Pro Bowl voting, why is it hard for a punter to get consistent recognition as one of the best?
He's one of those top three guys, there's no question. And I think what happens is everybody looks at the numbers, you know, and he's not going to have the kind of numbers that some of these other guys that bomb the football. You know, he's going to do what we ask him to do, which is be a directional guy. And he's such a team guy as far as putting the ball inside the 20 and kicking it out of bounds, and we asked him to kick it out of bounds, that he's not worried about numbers, and he's really been good for us as a team. I mean, if you go back and watch, you know, how he affected our games, you know, the games that we won during the season, even the ones we lost, I mean, he was a big factor in creating field position.
When you look at the Pro Bowl voting, how much of it is an injustice? I mean, he's only really been in there once in 2012.
I mean, he's one of the top guys. I mean, everybody knows it. I mean, he doesn't it doesn't bother him. He's such a team guy, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it would be nice for him to get that recognition when he deserves it, and he certainly deserved it this year.
Satisfied with the place kicking?
A lot better. Yeah, it was a lot better. We got one game under our belt, yeah. You know, where it was clean. Those guys really, Colquitt and Winchester and Brock Olivo adjusted his hand during the week, and they got something straightened out on the snap, and snaps were perfect in the game. So hopefully we can keep building on that.
Winchester's hand,
yeah. Yeah. Did I say Colquitt?
No.
He was out there.
One thing you talked about last year was because you were tired, getting a little bit tired, just kind of dead right there. His touchback percentage is so much better this year. Do you see him finishing strong?
Yeah, I mean, the weather has a lot to do with it, BJ. I mean, you know, once the weather changes, I mean, it changes the, you know, the how far you can kick that ball. So that's really the main thing. I mean, I haven't noticed anything as far as, you know, a decrease in his leg strength as the year went on this year.
Okay, guys.
All right. Thank you.